This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm going to be here for another little under 3 hours, but 3 hours to say where we're really at here. And we're going to do everything, like I said, everything we can to help you out with any of your gardening questions. And I'll do my best to, stick with horticulture, but you know, what happens in the world is just things that happen, so we discuss them. Anywho, we were talking last hour about seeding. There's some other things. I had an email this past week in regards to woodpeckers on the house. And I know my father used to talk about it a lot, different things to do. They don't happen as much on the houses as much because vinyls become more popular on the house. But for those with the wood siding, shingles, etc., they do happen, right? So, and I know my father a number of years ago had major issues with it. So, I want to just go over real quick before I get into the calls here. Number of things to look at. Scare tape is one. That's a good way. It's shiny, right? Woodpeckers, when they see another woodpecker, they don't get scared. They just kind of go away. They want to be the only one in that area. So the scare tactic, they kind of see it. It's shiny. It reflects. They move away. A lot of times people would use like old CDs, you know, blank CDs with the silver on the back. The shine would scare them a little bit. That's a good thing. But the major thing I want to get across is woodpeckers go into the side of the house because they're trying to get to insects. So look around the property close to the house. Do you have stumps that are deteriorating? Do you have old wood that is rotting? Possibility of termites around there, the possibility of termites getting to the side of the house. So cleaning up those areas, killing the termites, killing the insects that could be around that a woodpecker is trying to get to. That right there is the major thing to do first. So, just want to get that out there. I had an email a couple days ago for that info. Now, let's get into the phone lines and start answering some of your questions. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, talk about strawberries.
All right, what would you like to know?
Okay, I got a beautiful crop that we planted this spring. And anyway, I'm trying to figure out, I would like to know if there's anything out there that I could put down for weed control.
Okay. Now, sir, you're looking, so there's actually a couple things you can be doing right at the beginning of the season. A lot of people will cover up the strawberries early in the season with like a type of like straw or hay.
Right.
Right. And what I would like you to look for is a type of straw or hay that does not have weed seeds in it. Usually you're going to have to get it in like a compact bale that comes in a package, because most straw that you would get like right now to like decorate for, that has weed seeds in it. And so there's a couple straws out there that I know of that don't have weed seeds. So there's a product called Lucerne, which is more of like a New England thing. There's also salt marsh hay, which is, again, another New England thing. But there is one out there that you might be able to find called EZ straw. Okay, so the letter E, the letter Z, straw. And that right there, it, you know, it's used for a seeding type mulch. But the thing is, it doesn't have weed seeds in it. Because you can put that over grass seed, and you don't want to put the weed seeds in on the soil. But the idea is you could put this around the strawberries, right? Like you would early spring, to one, insulate them, and two, cover the area so no weeds come out. And then it's biodegradable. It breaks down and will go into the soil and actually help, you know, just add to the soil. This is a great way to keep weeds out from your strawberry beds. It's almost like its own style mulch, right?
Right.
Another thing you could be looking at early in the spring, if you can get it underneath the strawberries, is something like preen. The preen, it comes in the yellow and green bottle, right? That one is a pre-emergent that if you can get underneath the strawberries, that would be definitely helpful for it.
Okay.
And that's going to help prevent it. They do have one specifically that it says for vegetable gardens. Okay, so, you know, that's the one I would be looking at, just because you're going to consume them. If you're putting this right next to the vegetables or the strawberries, you know, you're not going to want to enjoy the strawberry with a side of preen. You're going to want to enjoy that strawberry. So that's another one. To be honest, I might do both. Because the straw there is going to help the strawberry early in the season anyways, with some of the frost, some of the cold temperatures.
Right.
So it's almost like a double benefit, right? But I would look at that it's called Preen Natural Vegetable Garden Weed Preventer. All right. But it says right on it, vegetable garden. So that's the one I would be using.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I hadn't seen that, because we use preen a little bit, but we looked on our container and it did not clear it for strawberries.
Did you look at the vegetable garden one?
No.
Okay. So there, it's this one is a purple, like, top to it. The other ones, there's the yellow with, I think, a red. This one has purple on the top. So look for that. If you can't find it at the store, see if you can, you know, you might be able to buy it online. But, yeah, it's a pre-emergent. That's the idea behind the name preen, P-R-E for pre, for the pre-emergent. So that's what I would be looking at using in the strawberries with the straw. And just make sure if you're looking at it, it comes in a bale, like a bale of peat moss, in plastic, but look to see, to make sure it says with no weed seeds or that type of thing, because some of them will actually have weed seeds in it, and we don't want to have that happen.
Right. Well, the other thing I do have, I'm a farmer, so I do have second cutting or third cutting that has no weeds in it.
That would be perfect, too. Put that around it, you know, as long as it's, you know, weed-free, because that's, I mean, obviously we're trying to stay away from them, but it does kind of the same thing. You know, maybe let it kind of break down a little bit. You know, cut it get it ready, but let it sit for a little bit, and then use them around it this spring, because that's when it's going to they're going to start this spring, this next spring. They're starting to die back and go back into the soil, so you can start it up early spring and then protect your strawberries at the same time. It's insulating it. So, you know, it's right. A two-for-one right there.
What about insulating them for the wintertime?
Well, so you could do the same thing with them. Some people will just cover them all the way up for the winter. But what I would suggest doing is waiting until the ground is frozen, all right?
Okay.
Because what happens when you cover them early? Well, mice, rodents, those types of things, you're building them a house, really.
Yes.
They got a, you know, they got the cover, they got the food, they got the water, they got cover. So depending upon when the ground really freezes, that's when you can start covering them up.
Okay.
Because, you know, here in New England, my father always used to say, wait until about Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not sure where you are in Minnesota and when the temperatures will really drop down a little bit more. You're probably, you know, a little bit ahead of where we were. But, you know, continue to water them now until the ground freezes so that can keep that water in for the winter.
Right.
And then when it comes time, the ground is frozen, that's when you could cover with that second and third cuttings you have.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, I appreciate all the information. You have a good day.
You too, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alright, we're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
To Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And keep meaning to say this every week here, but if our old buddy Daryl's out there in Vermont, would love to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while. So, would love to hear from you. I know Nathan and I talk about you often, so definitely hope to hear from you soon. Anyways, like I said, you know, give us a call. We're going to do everything we can today to help you out, and we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia is in Lowell.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How
Good
are
morning.
You? We haven't talked in quite a while. I've been pretty busy.
Well,
but yeah. I'm wondering, what can you grow this time of year outside, like for food, like vegetables or things like that, if it's not too late?
Well, so, you know, you kind of look at, you know, the temperatures and where they're going. So we're looking for, we can almost start some cold crops again. Right, and we could have started, you know, a couple of weeks ago at this point. But what else can we do? You know, I look at some different things like lettuces that'll take a little bit less time. I'm trying to look at the weather at the same time, and I'm not seeing any crazy temperature drops for at least 14 days that I'm seeing. Right, but
mm-hmm.
that could all change.
Right.
So. I would be looking at some of the vegetables that have short germination periods. So one thing I really actually like, can't think of the name right now. I must not like them that much. It's the radishes. I apologize. So radishes are one that's a quick grow. That usually takes about 28 days for them to really, really grow. And it'll take the cool temperatures. Let's see, something like, You know, if you started like 2 weeks ago, you know, spinach might have been one to do outdoors with the cold, you know, cold temperatures coming. It doesn't mind it. I'm trying to think what else we could be doing.
Do you think it's too late to do the spinach or still okay?
I think it's getting to be a little too late.
Next year.
What I would look at doing, maybe start a little bit earlier, but instead of just planting some of these in the ground, maybe get some containers and grow some of these in containers, you know, starting them later in the season, and then you'll be able to bring them in and have them during the winter. You know, there's nothing that says any of these plants can't grow indoors in the warm weather. We've had a number of callers in the past, and one I remember in particular who keeps tomatoes pretty much all year round. And
wow.
He'll grow them inside a greenhouse that he has, and he doesn't really even heat the greenhouse that well. Another thing to be looking at, and they taste so much better this time of year when it gets colder, and maybe planting them in the spring so you can continue in the fall, is Brussels sprouts. Now, not everybody loves Brussels sprouts, but I happen to love them. And I want to say it might have been 6 years ago, maybe seven, there was a Christmas where Christmas Day was like 75 degrees. And my father and my mother and my brother came down from Maine to our house when we were living in Lowell for Christmas Day. And my father in the morning had picked Brussels sprouts out of the garden and then cooked them, because that cold weather that had happened before actually made them taste so much better. And he was picking Brussels sprouts on Christmas Day.
Unbelievable.
So there's some things that you plan ahead for, right? We can go over a few more of those on the other side of the break if you hang tight with me, because I got about 20 seconds till the break. But we can give you a couple more ideas. But like I said, maybe it's growing some things in pots later in the season, bringing them in for the winter to continue growing. So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. On Saturday's broadcast of MSNBC's Yasmin Vesagian reports, Representative Richie Torres, Democrat of New York, argued that the $3.5 trillion price tag for the Build Back Better Act reconciliation package is a modest investment for an economy the size of America's.
We have to address physical, human, and social infrastructure. We have to combat catastrophic climate change and build a 21st century social contract and invest in pandemic preparedness. And the speaker has set a deadline of October 31st. So within the next month, we hope to make history and pass the largest investments in infrastructure in the history of the United States.
He said it's short-sighted to focus on the price tag. Antibody levels generated by two shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine can undergo up to a 10-fold decrease 7 months following the second vaccination, research suggests. This is USA Radio News.
Senator Ron Johnson took to the Senate floor to discuss the current COVID-19 pandemic. He said that with no data, Biden and the media are running with the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Using the chart, Johnson shows that using UK data, it is the pandemic of the vaccinated.
In England, of the 600,000 new cases of Delta, of the over 2,500 deaths, 63% of those deaths, 1,613 people were the fully vaccinated. 28% were with the unvaxxed.
Johnson asks, what is the justification of mandates and the refusal to recognize natural immunity? Thousands of people in New Zealand gathered in Auckland and multiple locations across the nation on Saturday in a show of solidarity against alleged government tyranny and in support of freedom. A government-prescribed lockdown. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Patricia, and she had some questions in regard to what other vegetables can you be growing, you know, right now in the garden, getting some things done. And we had gone over a few things. You know, I said radishes, some of the spinach will actually grow. So I found a chart today that I wanted to kind of go over for a schedule of fall vegetable planting where we can schedule it out for next year, right? So they have it broken down to a 12 to 14 weeks before the first frost, 10 to 12 weeks before the first frost, 8 to 10 weeks before the first frost, 6 to 8 weeks, and then on or around the first frost. So the first one is 10 to 14 weeks. So we're looking at maybe end of July, right? That point you can put, you can directly put plants of lettuce, radish, rutabaga. You can start seeds for cabbage, kale, cauliflower, kohlrabi. Then 10 to 12 weeks before, direct sow beets, carrots, chard. And then you could also do lettuce and radishes. You would transplant seedings that you had started before, the cabbage, kale, cauliflower, kohlrabi, etc. 8 to 10 weeks before, this is when you could direct sow the spinach, arugula, turnips, a few other things. 6 to 8 weeks, directly put in the spinach and radishes. And then on or around the first frost, this is when you could put garlic, onions, and shallots in. Okay, so garlic is one of those ones that it actually does better when planted in the fall. So that's something to be thinking about if you're looking, you know, to do garlic in the garden at some point. That would be a great, great one to start and now at this point in time. So those are just a few that you could be doing. But again, I think if you wanted to start today, radishes and even some spinach will do, and I think you can have some success. But what I might look at doing is planting them in containers, But at the same time, what I might do is maybe even put them into the ground a little bit, dig around the container, put them in the ground, kind of, you know, fill it back in, but not compact the soil around it. But then I would actually look at being able to take it out when it comes to, too cold, too much of a frost. That's kind of how I would look at it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Patricia. Well, hopefully that gives you some good ideas, and, you know, next year we can be thinking about it as well, starting a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I'll call you early in the year. This year I've been pretty busy with some other things I was working on.
Understandably so.
Yeah, next year we can do something different. Thank you.
All right, Patricia, have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is a starting to look like a good day out there. Temperatures are starting to warm up a bit. We should hit some 70s today. At least that's what I'm thinking. So definitely get out there, enjoy yourself in the garden, and do what you can to get ready for the next season that's coming. You know, it's right around the corner. This isn't this isn't news to any of us in New England or the northern part of the country. That four-letter word is on its way in a few months, hopefully, and maybe it's only for a little while. But we have had snow, yeah, I said it, in October before, around Halloween or before. So these are things that could be happening. So that's why we get out and we get started in the garden overwintering things. You know, we haven't seen really a first frost, but once we start seeing a first frost, we're starting to see some of our perennials die back. Some of the leaves turning yellow, certain perennials cutting back right to the ground as they die. We want the plant to naturally, and it's not dying because they're perennial, so they're coming back, but it's dying back to the ground. We want that naturally to happen so that if we do cut them early and it freezes again, we could really shock the plant. So let them die naturally before you cut them back. Unless you can't, right? We can discuss, there's ways around it. But the idea is letting nature take its course to do some of these things. Now, we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I liked your request over the world to get Daryl back from Vermont. He had some great ideas. In fact, he's the one who turned me on to tires for vegetable beds.
Exactly, and the potatoes and everything.
Yes, correct. Okay, the reason for my call is, what is out there to stop the squirrels from digging into pots? And the other thing is, are there certain winter crops dependent upon the future, the crop that's going to be in there in the future? You know, like, is there a special ground cover for tomatoes if in the future the pot's going to have, or the garden's going to have tomatoes?
Okay. So there is a squirrel repellent out there that I do like. So you've always heard us talk about mouse magic. They have a product called Rat Magic. Now, it's a play on because of the fact that Mouse Magic was so successful. So they use Rat Magic. But it does take care of rodents such as squirrels, chipmunks as well. Now, there's a couple ways that they have it. They have it in scent packs so that it's kind of like the same way as the Mouse Magic was. It's almost like a tea bag, right, that you can put in the area.
Mm-hmm.
There's also granules. The granules, you can spread around it and use that as your repellent. But then they have a product that is a hose end sprayer called Chipmunk Squirrel and Rodent Repellent. It's a ready to spray. So you just attach it right to the hose and you spray all the areas to keep them away. Now, if you look at active ingredients, like I do, the active ingredients on it are exactly the same as the Rat Magic scent packs. So right then and there, if you've had success with Rat Magic or Mouse Magic, I like to go with the same thing. So that's what that squirrel, chipmunk and rodent repellent is.
Okay. All right. We'll
now,
have to look for that.
As far as a cover crop right now, you know, a lot of people use winter rye. Winter rye grass is a great one to put in the garden. Looks green during the winter. You let it sit, and then you can just till it into the soil in the spring. I mean, okay. I think it's one of the better cover crops where you can put it over anything. It's not like site specific. You can buy them in like a 5-pound bag right now. It does like 1,000 square feet or more. It's bigger seeds, so you can kind of really see where it's going. But what they do is the long term of it helps prevent compaction, right? Because it'll spread the soil out a little bit because they are a thicker root growth. It will, in the end, at the end of the season, when you do till it back, will actually create a great compost in it. So it's really, I would say, would be one of the only ones I would use.
Okay.
Right? So the winter rye, and you'll be able to find that at the majority of the garden centers right now. I would say almost everybody will have it at this point.
Okay.
And the thing is it can germinate and grow at temperatures as low as 33 degrees.
Wow.
I mean, it's not going to get huge when it's that cold, but it can still germinate, which for everything else, nothing's germinating. So
okay.
You want to put it down late fall, about the first frost is when you could put it down. Because you'll get enough growth for everything for that season. And you'll see green during, you know, the cold temperatures, and it's definitely worth it.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
I'll go out and look for winter green. Oh, excuse me, winter rye. Okay, thank you very much, young man. You have a great day and stay safe.
You too, Bob. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Right.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, you know, putting that winter rye down this time of year and then having the green color during the winter, your neighbors are going to think you're crazy because it's just bright green. It's looking great out there. So it's definitely something to be doing. Especially if you have a vegetable garden, put it in the vegetable garden after you've kind of gotten everything out. Now, it kind of goes against everything I've said prior, right? I always say leave some of your plants, cut them about an inch above the ground, and leave your tomatoes, your peppers, those things, because of the root system. Well, yes, either or, right? Or get that winter rye mixed into those areas as well, because it's going to help with compaction of the soil. It's going to help reseed everything in the spring. It's going to help, and I don't mean reseed like weed seeds, etc. It's going to just get in there, get some composting into the soil as well. So what you can do is knowing kind of where your tomatoes are, you'll be able to see them. They'll be a little thicker stem. You'll clean up the areas around it. Don't go to heavy rototill. Go to the areas that you want to rototill, like where you had potatoes or onions or all those things, and getting a more of a nicer compost, leaving it out on the other plants. Now, for those of you just joining and saying, what do you mean just cut your tomatoes and peppers down to an inch and let them go for the winter? Well, I got some time, so I want to discuss it a little bit. But think about this. you have fertilized your vegetables all season. You know, if they've done great for you, they've continued to go and do well. So, why try to get rid of those root systems that have all those microorganisms in it? A lot of you will have like the mycorrhizae. You probably use like a biotone into the soil. But why affect all of those great things underneath the soil? So don't. These microbes can live during the winter. They're a lot slower. But what will happen is those will stay over winter. And when you start to grow next season, plant near where you were. And you're going to plant it right in where those microorganisms are. And you're going to get a head start. So this is not a process I came up with. This is a process from actually Alaska to get ahead of it. Jeff Lowenfeld talked about this with my father a numerous amount of times, so it's something to think about. We can talk about that and more as we go on, but give us a call, 855-660-4261. See you in a few.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use a new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spinosad? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in New Hampshire.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I just have a few questions.
Hopefully
sure. They're simple. I'm helping my daughter. She's a new gardener, but she wanted to know when is the best time to fill in some bare spots with grass seed.
She can do it right now.
Okay.
Right now would be a great time to do it. And then again, I would do it again. In the spring, but right now is a great time to do it. So today's probably going to be a great day to do it too, because I know we're going to get some possibility of rain in the next couple days here. Well, at least where I am, I'm not sure where in New Hampshire, but that's what I'm seeing is a little bit of rain, which is going to help get it started to a great start.
Okay, and when was the latest before the frost? You shouldn't do it too late, right?
Yeah, so the problem is with a usually, I mean, I don't see a frost coming at least for the next 14 days.
Yeah.
But that obviously could change.
So scratch them in right now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely look at it. I mean, I don't know how much you could trust it, but just based on looking at like a month calendar of what temperatures could be like, it looks like towards the end of the month, like the 26th-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, if I was a weather person, I'd make $1 million because...
Well, yes, I think they all would, because sometimes it's like, no, that's not right.
Exactly.
Sometimes the weathermen try, but they can't... But anyways, the next question was, I see a lot of the neighbors here and where she lives, they mulch the leaves and leave them on the grass. You know, they use the lawnmower to cut them all up.
Okay.
Is that good for the grass or what?
You can. It's not a problem to do. I personally, I try to get the leaves off.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's right. If you can mulch it in, it can help the overwinter of it. But the thing about it is you want to make sure that it, you know, comes off early in the spring or if it's broken down in there. But it's really up to you on what you want to do. I personally would take them, and if I'm going to mulch them, I might put them around, like, my perennials or my shrubs, like a mulch that way.
Okay. Oh, good idea.
I don't like, personally, leaving it on top of the lawn. Multiple reasons here. One of them is I'm lazy, right? And I'll admit it, but the thing about it is the reason why I say that is next spring, I'm not going to want to spend the time cleaning up all that's broken down to uncover the lawn, right?
Good point. Yeah, that's how I feel. But
and, you know, the less I have to do, the better. I hate to say it. It sounds so bad, but the thing about it is if I don't have to do something, I'd rather not.
Oh, that's how I am. And I just love watching everything pop up and turn green. And
exactly.
Yeah, I don't want any extra work. I just want to see the fruit of my labors that I did maybe 2 years ago. Oh, here comes some pretty flowers.
Exactly. That's me. So I would personally take it up because the thing about it is in the spring, the sun's coming out. If it's all covered, any of that grass that's underneath there might get smothered, etc. Again, it's not a bad thing to leave some of it on there, but for me, I want it nice and clean.
Yeah, yep. I'd rather use it as a mulch around plants.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the next two questions are for me, and then I won't tie your phones up. When's the best time to trim a burning bush?
That one I would do usually around like the middle of June to the beginning of July. To prune it. You could prune it now, but the thing is the burning bush is going to turn that nice red color if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
And if you cut it, you're going to miss some of that. So I always like to do it earlier in the year, in the spring or the latest around July 4th. And then after that, I kind of let it go.
But other things like forsythias you can do now, right?
You can do that now. I like to cut, like, the sucker growth out, those types of things. What I want you to do, Carol, is just hang tight with me because I want to be able to spend some more time on the next question you have as well.
Okay.
We're going to hit a break. When we get back, we'll give you some more answers. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.